This is JIS News. Coming up, debt-to-GDP ratio expected to fall below 140% by end of fiscal year, organic agriculture policy being drafted, and safe schools policy guidelines to be introduced to primary schools. The news in detail after this message. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company is advising that the deadline for submission of applications for its sub-franchises is Friday, February 7. Applications should be submitted to the JUTC head office at Twickenham Park in St. Catherine. That is, the deadline for submission of applications for JUTC sub-franchise licenses is Friday, February 7. The JUTC, your route to excellence. Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the country's debt-to-gross domestic product GDP ratio is expected to fall below 140% by March 31. Prior to the country's engagement with the International Monetary Fund last year, the ratio was near 150%. Under the extended fund facility with the IMF, the government is targeted to bring the debt-to-GDP ratio below 100% by 2020. Dr. Phillips, who was addressing members of the diplomatic corps Wednesday, also said he's confident the economy will record growth for the third and fourth quarters of the fiscal year.
Real GDP growth returned in the September quarter. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica reported growth for that quarter of 0.5%. We expect that rate of growth to have increased for the December quarter, and we project an even greater increase for the current quarter, driven mainly by expansion in agriculture.
The finance minister's address to members of the diplomatic corps formed part of activities marking Diplomatic Week 2014. The government is currently drafting an organic agriculture policy as it seeks to advance the development of a modern, efficient, and internationally competitive sector. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says the development is in keeping with the government's thrust to achieve greater levels of food security and safety for the country. The agriculture minister says farmers will benefit from the move as there is a significant market for organic food. The method is also expected to rejuvenate the country's soil as farmers will be able to move away from chemical fertilizers. The agriculture minister was addressing members of the diplomatic corps on Wednesday. Guidelines for the National Safe School Policy are to be implemented in 595 primary schools beginning September 2014. The guidelines will, among other things, see to the establishment of safety and security committees in primary schools as well as the implementation of ministry-led behavior modification programs. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the introduction of the guidelines form part of initiatives to increase safety as well as promote character building and positive socialization in the nation. Schools.
It will highlight appropriate values and attitudes with specific reference to understanding the dead-end nature of crime and violence and to reinforce positive and law-abiding behaviors.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in Parliament earlier this week. So far, the Safe School Policy Guidelines have been implemented in 164 secondary institutions, 111 all-age schools and 86 junior high schools. And the farming community has been provided with more red peas for planting. This as Food for the Poor has handed over seeds valuing near $3 million to the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS. President of the JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says beneficiaries will be required to return 10% of the total yield of the first crop to the society as part of a revolving program being operated by the organization.
We are now taking a step forward to reawaken an industry that values close to $2.5 billion. Save foreign exchange, create jobs, create economy of scale for our farmers.
Senator Grant says the support from Food for the Poor will go a far way in ensuring that farmers interested in the crop will be able to do so. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.